Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 18th, 2017, former teen heartthrob David Cassidy reveals that he is suffering from the early stages of dementia following a shaky performance at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, California. Cassidy revealed the situation to People magazine by saying that both his grandfather and mother suffered from the disease. He told the press, "I was in denial, but a part of me always knew this was coming." On this day of 2010, Gordon Lightfoot is headed to the dentist when he hears on the radio that he is dead. "It seems like a bit of a hoax or something," the 71-year-old singer said. "I was quite surprised to hear it myself." On this day of 2003, country singer Johnny Paycheck dies at the age of 64. He had been in a nursing home, suffering from emphysema and asthma. During his career, Paycheck recorded 70 albums and had more than two dozen hit singles, the biggest of which was the Working Man's Anthem, "Take This Job and Shove It." On this day in 1978, the third time would be the charm for a Topeka-based group called Kansas. After scoring top 40 hits with Carry On, Wayward Son, and Point of No Return, Dust in the Wind enters the Billboard chart on its way to becoming the group's only top 10 hit. On this day in 1974, the group Yes sells out the first of two nights at Madison Square Garden without any advertising. Fans learned of the show from listings at ticket outlets. On this day in 1968, Pink Floyd members fire Syd Barrett from the band and permanently replace him with David Gilmour. Roger Waters later wrote and dedicated the song "Shine On, You Crazy Diamond" to the increasingly unstable Barrett, who checked into a psychiatric hospital before going into seclusion. On this day in 1967, after a short series of minor hits, the Buckinghams score their first top 10 smash with "Kind of a Drag." It reaches number one. And on this day, February 18, 1956, although she was reluctant to record her hit in the first place, she has the first number one record by a female in the rock era. The disc would go on to sell over a million copies, but she would later say that she was never asked to perform the record on TV and seldom sang it during a live show. Who is she, and what is her rock and roll hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, February 18th, 1956, although she was reluctant to record her hit in the first place, she has the first number one record by a female in the rock era. The record would go on to sell over a million copies, but she would later say that she was never asked to perform the record on TV and seldom sang it during a live show. Here's Kay Starr with the Rock and Roll Waltz.
One night I was late, came home from a date, slipped out of my shoes at the door. Then from the front room, I heard a jump tune. Looked in, and here's what I saw. There in the night was a wonderful scene. Mom was dancing with Dad to my record machine. with Dad to my record machine.